Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Hey, good evening, shipmates, and welcome. What the hell happened to the sound? Well, anyway, welcome to aboard the program. All kinds of crazy stuff are happening. Sounds going on and off and up and down and all around. Well, what the hell do you expect? It's a Monday. Who cares? We're here, and we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny. Tyranny is what we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. And you know it as well as I do, as long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, that's all it takes is one. Just one of them. One of them filthy little bastards, and it screws everything up. Well, there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift your jib and get your freedom ship underway. Ah, now we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Arr! Those who make shift colors. All right. Now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day again, always at the top of my show, I can't forget these people, and I will not forget these people. None of them. Michelle and Isaiah Ryder still are asking for your support. They have a Justice for the Ryder Family rally. It's a mouthful. I know. Doesn't matter what the name is. Friday? No, not this Friday. What the hell date is it? Is it this Friday? Good God, it's the 15th already. Oh, my Lord, a living, I had no idea. I am terrible with numbers and dates. If I'm not looking exactly at a calendar and it's marked off, I have no friggin' idea what number day it is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. I never know what time it is either. Never. I've never worn a watch, none of that crap. I've never known what time it is, but I'm never late. Go figure that. I don't know. I don't know how I do it. I just do it. How I knew it was Monday, time to come on here, I don't know. Got an internal clock. Who knows? Anyway, this Friday, September 19th. My God, September already. We're already in the middle of September? It was like, what, June? Like a week ago, wasn't it? In New York, I don't know what the hell happened to their summer this year, but we didn't have it. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're going to get a strong winter. I don't know. I don't have any control over any of this crap. Nobody does. It's nature. Whatever's up in the cosmos and whatever's going on up there is just, look, there's nothing we can do. Now, granted, I'm not saying that we've got to go out and purposely poison the air and poison the water. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. We don't do that. We don't want to do that. Nobody's asking to do that. That's ridiculous. We should have clean water. We should have clean air. But we got to do it responsibly. We can't do it to punish your, you know, political foes or, you know, try to impress your boss, try to make it look like you're actually doing something because you have some kind of vendetta against somebody or a group of people or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. Look, we all want clean air and clean water. We all want a lot of things. But, you know, just a tad bit of common sense is all it is. Just a tad bit. Just a tiny, itty-bitty, tiny, itty-bitty little bit is all you need. That's all it takes. Just a little splash, a little split, little spritz. It's all you need. Just that much common sense can take you a long, long way. Like kidnapping kids and removing them from their parents because, well, the parents wanted to take their business down the road because the place that they were at couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with her son. I mean, this kind of crap, this kind of, I mean, the ego, whatever you want to call it. And then you get psychiatrists in there. Of course, they're just naturally going to side with, you know, whatever. Oh, we got to split them up. Yeah, let's split them up. And where they put this kid, I'm sorry, but where they put this kid is not at all in a very a friendly place. I mean, you're supposed to, you are a ward of the state, meaning they own you. Don't you think that they should protect you and put you in an area where, well, you know, the level of crime is, you know, rather low rather than rather high? Especially, you know, this kid is from an area where they had very low crime, and he's not a crime guy. He doesn't do crime. He's not a gangster. I mean, don't they look at this crap? Don't they think, I mean, if they're supposed to be considering, you know, the welfare of the child, the endangerment of the child, that's why you had to separate the child from the mother. Because the mother, I guess, what was the mother going to do with the child? So you take this child and you, well, I don't mean child, teenager, young man. In a mother's eyes, it's a child. Even if he's 116, he's still a child. That's her baby. I'm not a mother. I just know how they work. Just the way it is. You ask a mother, they'll tell you the exact same thing. So, I'm going to take their word for it. I'm not a mother, but if they're all going to tell me that, then, and the evidence does support it. I mean, if you've ever had a mother, you know that the evidence does support it. Speaking of mothers, I just got off the phone with my mother before I came on the show. She's doing much better. I feel good. Hopefully she can get out of the hospital soon, but she's got to be there for, well, at least another week. So far she's doing good. She gets up, she eats, takes a little walk, and she talks. She even did her football picks. God almighty, what happened this weekend with football? Unbelievable. All kinds of upsets, all kinds of everything. And I knew, I didn't pick Dallas because I knew they were going to win. Them bastards, you pick them, you lose. You don't pick them, you lose. Unbelievable. But anyway, getting back to where the hell we were, unbelievable. God only knows where we're going to end up tonight, but that's all right. That's all right. We'll get through a lot. Friday, September 19th, 12 p.m. the Cook County Juvenile Court, 1100 South Hamilton, Chicago, Illinois. Hashtag Team Isaiah. Look it up. There's a number here. You got a pen handy or something? Write it down. 773-814-6843. 773-814-6843. BringIsaiahHome.org. You can find out more information. There should be rallies all over the United States. But at least there's this one. And if you're anywhere near the area, you got to support it. You got to support it. If anybody's in there, if anybody's even listening, I'd love to have a live report. Maybe I'll call a couple of my peeps, see if we can't do a live report, but still going on at 8 p.m. Well, that's Chicago time. It's 8 p.m. here. Probably it wouldn't be going on. But maybe we could at least get, a briefing of some sort. I can't leave these people alone. I don't like the idea that they can just, at will, remove mother and child, or parents and child, father, child, whatever, parent. Just because the woman wanted to take her business somewhere else. She wanted to see to it that she got the best care for her son. And if she wasn't getting it in one place, she's got the right to move on down the road. What's the big to-do here? Since when is this child abuse? Since when is this child endangerment or medical neglect, they call it now? That seems to be a popular phrase, medical neglect. How about common sense neglect? Hello? I mean, unbelievable. And you pay these people salary. That's right. You pay these people to steal your kids. These are all state psychiatrists and state this and state that. And, oh, they love to diagnose people as crazy. They get more money. They can prescribe more drugs, which means they get more kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, hey, it's a hell of a business, man. There is some psychology in life, of course. The psychology in just about anything. But the psychology, well, you can't call it. These psychiatrists, I don't believe are practicing psychology. I don't know what they're practicing. And that's not to say that every single one of them, and there's not one of them out there that understands what their job is and they do it. But they're very few and far between. And even a lot of them think they're doing a good job, but they're not. Just putting everybody on drugs is ridiculous. I mean, come on. Not everybody that is, everybody's on drugs. That's what they want. They want everybody programmed. This is a big scam. It's a big scheme. Look, it's human nature to just have total control. But there is a certain group of people that don't want to be controlled. They just want to control themselves and live free amongst a wide variety of people that are like-minded. It's called America. Well, it used to be anyway. I don't know what the hell you call it now. I have no idea. But we got to get these kids home. We have to get these kids home, and there's thousands of them. Not just them. So hang in tough there, Isaiah. You're strong, they're weak. Whatever you got to do, hang in tough. And you too, Michelle. You hang in there too. That's Mama. Hopefully they're going to go to court. That's the day, this September 19th. That's another court date. So they go to court so they can reschedule another court date. 6 months down the road, and then they go to court again 6 months down the road to schedule another court date a year and a half down the road. This is ridiculous. My God, it should have been resolved the last court date. What they went to court for, to schedule a court date. What the hell is that? Schedule a damn day and do something. There's no reason. The state should have to prove. If you can take a child away from the parent, you have to show proof. Where is the evidence? Where is the actual physical concrete evidence that Michelle Ryder is an endangerment to her son? Where is the physical evidence? Where is any kind of evidence? Where? Well, we don't have it. Well, then what is it? Well, it's an endangerment. It's medical neglect. We wanted to do this, and she said no, and they argued with us. Well, you know, right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent, it is up to you, the patient, or in this case, the guardian, to make medical decisions, not you. You're the doctor. You can say, hey, you know, I got this procedure that'll do this, this, and this. And I got another procedure that'll do that, that, and that. Or I got nothing. What do you want? Well, it's up to the patient, or in this case, the guardian. It's not up to the government. It's not up to the doctor. It's not up to the nurse. It's not up to some psychiatrist. There is, I do believe, in individual freedom. Now, I'm sorry, but that's not extreme, for God's sakes. But according to, you know, the FBI and CIA and all these counterterrorism handbooks, those that believe in individual freedom, well, you are a risk. You are a risk of being a terrorist. You're an extremist. You've got to be looked at. You've got to be spied on. You've got to watch you. Keep an eye on you. Find out what you're up to. Hack into your Facebook account and your Twitter account. Find out what you're tweeting. Yeah, tweet this. How about that? Freaking idiots. I don't like this crap, man. I don't like the idea that we're, you know, snooping on each other like this and crap. For what? Mind your own damn stupid business, man. My God. Look, I don't know where we got this mindset in our country. I don't know why we, you know, maybe we took our freedom for granted. Maybe that's it. I think it's a combination of a whole bunch of stuff. But we did take our freedom for granted. We did become lazy. We fell asleep. We did a whole bunch of stuff. Well, that's fine. Okay, fine. We screwed up. Fine. All right, we admitted it. Now we can move on. Well, what do we do from here? Well, we stop doing what we have been doing because it hasn't worked. But, you know, then again, I'm the wacko. There I go with that common sense again. Friggin' whack jobs. All this common sense and freedom for everybody. What the hell? All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day. The fighting ISIS. Look, I mean, you could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about this ISIS. But one thing I do believe is certain. I think most people can come to, if you have common sense, can come to the conclusion. It shouldn't have to be mentioned. But yeah, we're going to need an international coalition. This is going to take an international coalition to get these people, what did he call that? What did Obama call that again now? A manageable problem. A manageable problem, he says. A manageable problem. What does that mean? Does that mean that you don't want to kill all of them? You want to keep them in business as long as they're, you know, secretly cutting heads off and it doesn't come out on the news? Because he watches CNN. That's how he gets his information. So as long as CNN doesn't report it, then, you know, then there's peace. As long as, hey, you know, if you're in the forest and a tree falls and no one's around, does it make a sound? Obviously not. There's no one there to hear it, so how do you know it made a sound? Well, that's the same principle here. As long as you don't let anybody see you cut the heads off, you know, we'll let you boys play your little games. I mean, where are these people? Where the hell are these people coming from? I mean, do they think any of this stuff through? No. Why? I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know why I'm trying to figure it out. There's nothing to figure out. I mean, it's either deliberate, which is dangerous, or it's incompetent, which is equally dangerous. That's it. Again, I 25th Amendment here. I mean, look, if you look all the stuff that has been going on, just think of all the stuff that's been going on here, that this was a TV show. Where the TV show was about a president. And he had the IRS, the Fast and Furious, Benghazi, which there is a hearing coming up next tomorrow. No, what the hell? Today's Monday, that's right. Wednesday. It's Wednesday. There's a big to-do Wednesday. I don't know what the hell it is. Some kind of hearing, some kind of statement. I don't know really exactly what it is. I kind of heard it, you know, in between a whole bunch of other stuff. So, you know, I don't like all the teasing. I just get to work. I want to see some results. I want to see stuff here. And we got a story, if I can shut up long enough, we'll get to it, which is connected to Benghazi. Hillary Clinton. Man, this girl, I mean, if there's anybody that needs to be in jail, I mean, I'm just saying. But that's me. But that's just me. That's fine. Whatever. But, I mean, Obama's, you know, as far as an international coalition goes, yeah, we're going to need an international coalition. That's just to defeat ISIS. But to completely eradicate radical Islam, well, the Islamic community is going to have to lead the way on that one. They're going to have to do the majority of the work because that's them. They're going to have to do it. Any way you slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it, they're going to have to be the ones to do it. Will they do it? I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, ISIS does need to be defeated. Not only does it need to be defeated over there, but it does need to be defeated over here. Personally, I think we ought to just get the hell out of the Middle East. Screw it. Screw it. Putin, you want it? Fine. It's yours. Here, take it. You run the damn place. Let's get the hell out of here. We've got enough oil. We've got enough resources. We just need to get it out of the friggin' ground. And do it. We might even be able to sell a bunch of it. And I don't know, maybe make a bunch of money. Be a prosperous country once again. But can't do that if you're prosperous. Well, you know, you got to think about all the people that aren't. So we got to take away your money because it's not fair that you have money and they don't. Well, who are they? Well, I don't know. There's somebody that's poor. Well, I don't know who they are. Why don't you, you know, have them come see me? Maybe I'll give them a job. They can get money, too. That happened? No. But Obama seems to think that if he just goes out there, gives a speech that we, you know, we need an international coalition, the nations will just fall into place and be formed, and there it is. Then he can lead from behind and play more golf and get all the credit. Maybe even win another peace prize. It doesn't work that way. I mean, if you're going to go out there and give a speech about this international coalition of a plan that you don't want to have any boots on the ground, that you don't want to, I mean, there's no, I guess, a couple of bombs or something. I don't know. I don't know what this plan is. Humanitarian aid to, I don't know. I mean, I mean, this lead from behind with what? Nobody's helping. Nobody's coming up. I mean, international coalition. You got to first of all. If you're going to make a speech like that, Mr. Obama, you got to get an international coalition already pretty much in place. But see, you don't have any friends in the world. Even Turkey. I mean, you thought he was your buddy. You don't have any friends. You've got nobody that respects you. Nobody, I mean, I don't know what the hell, England. I mean, I haven't heard that England's, you know, joining in. But I'm sure they're going to be there. I'm sure they are. They just had one of their reporters get their heads cut off, and it's one of their guys that are doing it. But I mean, is England leading from behind too? I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing? What is anybody doing? Well, we're sitting around waiting for somebody to step up and do something. Well, that means everybody that's sitting around waiting for somebody to do something, those are the people that need to step up and start doing something, which is everybody. Yeah, an international coalition. But we don't have a leader that can organize one. Nobody wants to join America in this so-called plan of his, which is what, again, I don't know, the same plan that he had for Syria. Which this whole thing here is, again, is not to really attack ISIS. It's to attack Assad. He wants to arm the so-called freedom fighters or Syrian Free Syrian Army. Well, those people are working with, they're friends with ISIS. ISIS doesn't like Assad. We've seen videos of them cutting Assad's, his men, and cutting their heads off, twisting it, saying, yeah, this is what we do to those Assad dogs or whatever the hell they were saying. Assad pigs or something is what they called them. Called them dogs or whatever. Of course, it was translated, but the point is, we're going to be arming ISIS if we arm the Free Syrian Army. I mean, who are we finding? First of all, we got to identify the enemy. But my idea is, first of all, get the hell out of there. Everybody, pull out of Afghanistan, pull all the troops out, pull them all out. Everywhere in the Middle East, anywhere, everywhere, business, everything. If you're an American, you pull out. You don't pull out now, well, you're on your own. Anything American, pull the frig out. Get out. We don't need their damn oil. We don't need anything. Fight it all out until there's nothing left. We bring our troops home. We secure our border. If we're going to use our troops, let's put them to some use. To secure the homeland. Secure America. Well, let's secure the border. Let's let ICE actually do their job, which is to go out and, well, find those people that, well, aren't supposed to be here anymore, or they missed their hearing, or their visa's expired. And if they find them and they're not supposed to be here, well, then they get shipped home. And if they're here to do harm to America, well, they get shipped to Guantanamo Bay. I don't believe terrorists should be allowed to set foot on this soil, on American soil. I just feel that way. I think we need to consider this soil, sacred land. They shouldn't be allowed to step foot on it. They go straight to Guantanamo Bay. They don't set foot on America. They should not be allowed to set foot on this soil. Period. Their feet are dirty. And we don't want them stinking up this place. They smell. They're filthy. Them on our land. So no, they don't get to come over here. And your trial is in Guantanamo Bay. I'm sure there's enough room there. We can set up an execution chamber. It shouldn't be too terribly difficult. And then we'll ship you home. How about that? Now that's a deportation. Right there. But will we do that? No. No, they've got rights. They got to come over here. It's okay. They're just a little misunderstood. It's okay. They've got rights. We've got to be understanding and compassionate. Oh, what? For, you know, cutting your wife's head off because she looked at another man accidentally? Running your daughter over with your car because you, you know, put on makeup and went out in public looking pretty? I mean, stone women, if you're adulterous or if you're this or you're that, they think you did this, they think you do that, they stone you. They like to stone women. They like to abuse women. They like to beat them in the street, for God's sakes. Their elbows are showing. Good God Almighty. A filthy whore. She deserves to get beat in the street showing her elbows. God Almighty. Ugh. Filth. I mean, this is who they are. Not all of them, of course, yes, but a great deal of them are. I mean, this stuff is nuts, man. But if they want to be that way, then fine. Live that way. I don't care. That's how you want to live your life, then fine. You live your life that way, but you live it over there. You don't come over here. You're not welcome over here. We don't want you. We don't like you. But if you want to live that way, that's your business. We don't care. As long as it's not over here, I really don't give a damn what you're doing. You want to destroy your land? You want to destroy your region, your country, your lines? Well, I'm not going to get in your way. We get everybody home. Get everybody the hell out of there. We tap our own oil. We got enough. We can sell it. We can make all kinds of money. Got the troops on the border. Got it secure. Oh, you want to come over here and attack us, do you now? All right. Well, we're ready. But will that happen? No. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. We need to have security right here. We need to start concentrating more of the threat of ISIS right here in America. But we don't have a military. We don't have this. We don't have that. Oh, we've got a sequester, so we don't have any more money. Oh, they've always got money. All depends on what they want to spend it on. However it's going to benefit the Democrats, that's where they're going to spend it. Your money, your taxpayer money, are going to just simply fund the Democratic Party. That's why we got to get rid of parties. We need to have just individuals. Get rid of parties altogether. Just vote on the individual. Do not vote on a party. We get rid of parties, there's no room for corruption there. Except for you got to corrupt the politician individually. But I guess there's no way to stop that. But corruption, if you're going to stop corruption, you've got to stop it within yourself. I mean, some corruption, you can't police it. You can't stop it. The only one who can stop it is you. And that's it. But as far as this international coalition goes, if there isn't one, if we don't have one, I don't think there's ever going to be one. And John Kerry, he's out there in this meeting in Paris with a whole bunch of world leaders. He wants to shore up support for this international coalition There is no international coalition. You're never going to get one, John Kerry. The international community doesn't want to get involved with you. You see, they expect the United States to lead the way. They expect the United States troops to be on the ground. Everybody wants the problem solved, but nobody wants to do the work to solve the damn problem. So how do you expect the problem to get solved? Well, it won't. The problem's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until the point of, well, now what? Well, we used to have a military, so we can't fight them with that. The cops, they got a bunch of military equipment. Maybe we can get them. But, see, there's a bunch of rioting and looting in the streets, and they got to go out there and stop it. So I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, do we really need to go to that? I mean, do we really have to have to get to that point? Is that what's going to have to happen? I mean, do we really have to get to that point, or can we see? Can we see that we're going down the wrong damn road, and we need to do something about it? I can see it. I know a lot of people can see it. I know if you're listening to this show, you can see it. But why isn't it being changed if everybody can see it? Everybody knows there's government waste. Everybody talks about it. Everybody knows there's government waste. Everybody talks about it. Even the people that waste the money, they talk about it. Even the people that are, well, employed to look out for government waste are wasting money. They're involved in it. So how we got to stop it? How do you stop something that nobody wants to stop, but everybody bitches about it? Well, we got to stop ISIS right here. Yeah, they need to be attacked abroad. I'm not saying no, don't attack them. I'm saying attack them, absolutely. But I'm also saying we've got to protect ourselves right here. We gotta start deporting a lot of these people. I'm sorry, we know who these bad guys are. And if we don't, what the hell are we doing? I mean, we got the NSA sniping on everybody. Got the IRS on everybody. We got everybody on everybody. Cell phones, all the cell phone companies, the internet, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Everybody knows everybody. We know who the hell these people are. Well, let's rouse them up, send them straight to Guantanamo Bay, try them, convict them, and be done with it. We've got to clean up. Look, we got a clean house here. We got a lot of bad people in this country that want to hurt us. Well, why would we want to not get these people out of here? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. I mean, we know that we've got all these so-called bad people that want to harm us. We talk about it. Oh, yeah, we're doing a great job. Oh, yeah, we're doing this. Well, what are we doing? They're still here. Why are we afraid to, deport them? Oh, that's right. They've got rights. It might be racially profiling. We know we got a Muslim Brotherhood in Obama's camp, his administration. CARE. But, it just seems to me, again, I know, common sense, common sense, common sense, common sense. Well, that's what we need, just a little bit of it. Well, John Kerry's there in Paris. Trying to drum up support. And Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini, he goes on Twitter. He's saying, Kerry, I can't listen to this jackass. He's boring. And what is he saying? I'm just supposed to follow whatever he tells me? Who the hell is this guy? So he gets off there. He leaves. He gets on Twitter. I reject U.S. offer. I mean, this is the Ayatollah Khomeini. This is the main dog of Iran is now on Twitter. I mean, everybody's on Twitter. Putin's on Twitter. Obama's on Twitter. Everybody's on Twitter. This is how we're solving world problems now. On Twitter. But he tweets, I reject U.S. offer to hashtag Iran about hashtag ISIS. Because U.S. has corruption on its hands in this issue. Whoa. Corruption on its hands. Okay, well, first of all, does the United States or Obama, does he have corruption on his hands in this issue? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. But, you know, you're not exactly the one to be talking about, you know, corruption here. But, it just, I mean, look, there is no support. And who are we going to support? The so-called Free Syrian Army? That's supporting ISIS. I mean, if we're going to fight these bastards, we got to fight them all. Or just pull completely out and let them fight each other off. We protect our own border. And isolate ourselves off away from the rest of the friggin' world until we can clean the damn place up. And then, you know, we got it cleaned up, then we can open it up again. We open for business. Right now, we got to do some reconstruction. We got to do some reconstruction in our minds first. Well, old Khomeini here, he also went on state television, which is soon coming to America. If not, it's already here. We're not getting the real news, people. Come on. We're not getting the real news. And I don't think we ever will. And those that do dare to report the real news, well, it's, you know, it's always something happens. You know, they're driving around, and all of a sudden, you know, they lose control of their automobile, and they run over a bush, and then explode. Strange, very bizarre accidents happen. Planes fall out of the sky. Flight 800. Oh, yeah. I don't know if there really was a missile or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. Who the hell knows? Nobody really knows. We just know it went down. And what the government tells you what the cause was, they can tell you anything they want. They can tell you anything they want. So why do they even really have these inspectors in the first place? Because they're going to go out there and inspect, give their report. The government's going to say, no, it happened this way. And these guys are just supposed to just suck it up and say, okay, well, on to the next disaster. Why have them? Why don't you just, I mean, it just, I mean, again, I know common sense. I can't figure some of this stuff out, man. None of this stuff makes any sense. All these watchdog groups and inspector generals and blah, 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 blah. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Well, we need to start putting an end to that. First of all, the American people, we've got to stop accepting it. And we've got to stop doing it ourselves. We're not innocent. I mean, if we expect our leaders to not be corrupt, well, we've got to not be corrupt ourselves. And if you're a human being, you are corrupt in certain ways. You know the corruption within you. The corruption within you is different than the corruption within me, and so on and so on and so on. We all got to work on it, all of us. Well, he goes on the Ayatollah state television But his government privately refused American requests for cooperation against Islamic State, warning that another U.S. incursion would result in the same problems they faced in Iraq in the past 10 years. Well, more like, the past, three, but that's all right.
That's after we left.
Kerry said the U.S. won't shut the door on the possibility of working with Iran against a common enemy in the Islamic State militant group. What do you mean? Won't shut the door on the possibility of working with Iran against a common... why open the door with them? I know they got a common enemy, but... your enemy of my enemy is my friend. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Why would you want to know? I don't know. But the two nations won't coordinate on military action. So here you are, you won't shut the door on a possibility of working with Iran, but you're not going to coordinate any military action. Then what are you going to do with them? You're not going to shut the door. Well, you don't have to shut the door, John Kerry. They already shut the door on you. They slammed it in your face. This doesn't even make any sense to me. This is embarrassing. These are your boobs. This is embarrassing. Iran slammed the door in your face. There's no, you won't shut the door on possibility of working with Iran. They're not going to work with you. And why would you, but you're not going to coordinate any military action. Then what are you going to do together? Huh? What? It just boggles the mind. Why are these people in charge of our country? This stuff is scary now. It's embarrassing, absolutely. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. It makes, all of us, it makes America look like a bunch of buffoons, a bunch of idiots. Well, he also made clear, Kerry, that he would not coordinate with Syria. Well, they're not going to coordinate with anybody. What are we coordinating? What are we doing? And who are we? What are we doing? And what is this big plan? This big plan of what? ISIS is only going to get bigger now. You watch. ISIS is only going to get bigger. We already know they've jumped up to over 30,000, which I think that number is probably a little conservative, but it's only going to get more. God only knows, man, if it gets 100,000 and they all got weapons and, they got anything they want. They can get tanks. They can get whatever the hell they want. And don't think for one second that they're not looking to get some kind of big bomb of sorts. If they can get a nuclear bomb, they'll use it. But if they can get a big old dirty bomb, they can get a big enough bomb, they'll use it. They'll use it. If they can get a bunch of conventional bombs, they'll use them too. They got 100,000 army. They can do some damage. Believe it or not, unless they're stopped. Well, these people are all over the world. They've got supporters all over the world and right here in the United States. So if ISIS were to give some kind of command that you people in this area, you people over here, you people in this country, you people over here, you do this, you do that, pop, 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 pop. Don't think for one second it won't be done. It will. Look, these people are nuts, man, and these so-called followers, they're even nuttier. They'll do anything. They'll do any kind of anything. They'll have no trouble at all cutting somebody's head off and videotaping it and being proud of it. And that's exactly what this ISIS wants. It wants people like that. It wants to inflict terror all over the world. Let them know they are running the world. And that's what they want. This caliphate is, this is a world caliphate, not just Syria and Iraq. They want to run the world. Well, if they're allowed to continue, they just might. So, yeah, we are going to need an international coalition. But with that international coalition, we're going to need an international plan. And if the plan is to, well, I guess, you know, a couple of smoke bombs and drop some sandwiches down to the Kurds, maybe some Band-Aids, whatnot, maybe some clean socks. I mean, what the hell's the frickin' point? We're going to go into this, damn it. Let's go into it. Let's end these bastards once and for all. However, Mr. Kerry also said that the U.S., to deconflict with Syrian leader Bashar Assad. Before launching airstrikes inside that country on Islamic State targets. What kind of an arrangement do they have here? What does that mean? That the U.S. would want to deconflict with Syrian leader Bashar Assad before launching airstrikes inside that country. What does that mean? Well, the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, who is far from earnest, well, he is earnest in his little deceit. Of course, he's just not very good at it. I mean, he's not a very good liar. Well, none of these bastards are, because you know they're lying. They're all lying. But, I mean, this one looks like, you know, like a little baby seal that's been, you know, hit over the head too many times with a club. Well, he said today, Kerry's remarks, he tried to clarify it. Of course, they're always trying to clarify what somebody else said. Well, like, you know what they said better than them. Well, let's hear what Kerry had to say about it. Well, we can't have that. Well, he needs a spokesman. So he can't come out and defend himself, because if he does, he might incriminate himself. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This stuff just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And that's why we never get anything done. We can never solve a problem. Because the people in charge of solving the problems are the ones creating the problems. For the love of God, man. Well, Ernest said the U.S. is not coordinating with the Assad regime regarding contingency plans. So here, I mean, you got the Secretary of State. He comes out and says, you know, John Kerry, he wouldn't use the word war. Josh Ernest said that they were in a war. The Pentagon said they were. The president, he wouldn't say there's a war. And Susan Rice, she won't say the word war. Counterterrorism, what did they call that? An extended, no, what was that? I don't know. I mean, it's just ridiculous, these names of coming up. Look, we don't need to be playing these little word games here, man. You can call whatever the hell you want to call it, but let's see what we're doing first before we call it anything. I mean, it's kind of hard to call it an act of war if we haven't done anything yet. And you know, what are we doing? And if we're dropping bombs, okay, it doesn't really matter if it's an act of war or not. I mean, I think the media needs to get off of this stupid, you know, is it a war? Is it not a war? Oh, but there's no boots on the ground. We're not creating a Bush war. There's no boots on the ground. That's the only thing they're worried about. Well, I don't care if there's boots on the ground or not. The only thing that I'm concerned with is you completing your mission. Well, we don't even know what your mission is. What is your mission? Mr. Obama, what the hell is your mission? What is your plan? I know the American people got a couple of plans, but what is your plan? What is your plan? What was the whole purpose of you getting in front of the whole world and giving some speech talking about an international coalition that you don't have and you're never going to get? I mean, what the hell was the purpose of that? What are you doing? What is your plan? Is it a war? Is it not a war? I don't give a damn what the stupid name is. We need to get off of that. Get off of, you know, of what the hell it is. And you know, look, these people are, they're not going to say the word war. You know that. You know why they're not going to say it. So let's concentrate. What are they doing? Is it going to be beneficial? I don't think so. I have no faith in this, I guess, mission of sorts. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what the hell it is. If it's successful, good. Good. I want to see it. I would applaud it. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't anybody? But I don't feel comfortable and I don't feel confident that this president has a plan that's going to be effective. And now maybe he's learned a couple of lessons and he learned how to shut up and let the military, you know, come up with a plan on what to do. No boots on the ground. Can't have boots on the ground. Well, the Syrian, Free Syrian Army, they're not going to fight their buddies. So, but they'll fight Assad. And that's what this is really all about. This is Obama trying to get rid of Assad. This isn't Obama trying to get rid of ISIS. That's what this is about. But why would Kerry say that, deconflict with Syrian leader Assad before launching airstrikes? I mean, does this, anybody in this administration, do they coordinate with each other? Nobody seems to know what each other is saying, what each other is doing. I don't know. Well, Ernest also said that the U.S. and Iran have good reason to talk about Islamic State because it's a shared threat. Well, yeah, okay, fine, it's a shared threat, but Iran is a threat to America. Hello? I mean, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't, no. We don't need to be working with Iran. If you think for one second Iran is going to turn around at the right moment and stab us directly in the back, killing a lot of our people, I'm sorry, but no, I don't trust that for one second. Oh, but they're moderate. Yeah, they're moderate. They're not moderate. And what does that mean, moderate? I mean, what does that mean? They only shoot you instead of cutting your head off. What does that mean, moderate? A moderate terrorist, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I don't understand these words and what they mean by it. I'm supposed to just accept that? Oh, they're moderate. Which means what? Well, it means you can trust them. Somebody who's moderate? Whatever. Well, State Department spokeswoman that Mary Harf, or Marie, I don't like any of these spokespeople. None of them. None of the State Department. None of the White House. None of them. I don't like any of these spokespeople. I mean, the Bush, they had some spokespeople that were, you know, I mean, they were pretty cool. But these ones, the Obama administration, I mean, not one of them. I mean, I don't like not one of them. They're all, you know, snotty and snooty and they're rude and condescending, arrogant, ignorant, obnoxious, and not afraid to lie and stand by it and defend it. I don't like any of them. None of them. Well, this nitwit, this Harf, she said today, there's a good chance such talks might occur, but we're not going to be coordinating with Iran. So they want you to know that, well, there's going to be, there could be talks, which there isn't any talks, because Iran said no. So they don't want to have it look like, you know, they're trying to protect John Kerry, that he didn't get dissed by Iran, which you did, just the way it is. You did. So there's no reason to defend it. You know, they might as well have thrown a shoe at you. But we're not going to be coordinated with Iran. Oh, no, we're not going to be coordinated with Iran. We're not going to have boots on the ground. I mean, why are they going there? Why are they even, why do they got to bring all this stuff up? Why do they got to keep talking about it? Obviously, it's something that they have planned and they don't want anybody to know they have planned. I mean, I don't know. Who the hell knows? Well, I want to get into this, you know, with Benghazi here now. Well, we're never going to hear the end of this Benghazi. We haven't even broken the surface of all the information that we know. I mean, we haven't even come close to what the hell happened and why it happened. We do know weapons were involved. We do know a lot of this. We do know a lot of that. But there's a lot of protecting, a lot of people. There's a lot of funny business that was going on in Benghazi. There was a lot of funny business going on, and, well, we did something they didn't like, and they attacked us for it. And we allowed them to continue their attack. Now, why? See, these are things that I just don't understand, why we would not immediately send help. That doesn't make any sense. That, to me, makes no sense. There's too many unanswered questions. Nobody who was president, anybody. Yeah, Mr. President, yeah, our embassy. Yeah, well, it's under attack. We got mortar fire. We got machine gun fire. The place is on fire. We can't find our ambassador. We're under attack. What do you think anybody would do at that point? What would you do? Would you, A, immediately run down to the situation room and take care of the situation, bringing, you know, help along the way as best as you can? You're calling in this force. You're calling in that force. You're calling in these people. You're calling in them people. You're calling up here. You're calling up there. You're saying, you know, go, 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 go. Wherever we are, the closest people that we have, go. Go now. Wherever you are, you go and you go, go, go. But, I mean, that's me. That's what I would do. Or, B, would you go upstairs and eat? What would you do? Would you, A, run down to the situation room, take care of the situation, make sure there is help along the way, try to secure the perimeter, rescue our people, see if we can find our ambassador, pull the cattle prod out of his ass. Maybe we might be able to save his life. But no, we're going to go upstairs to eat. Him and Valerie, they got to go eat. They're good buddies. So they're up there eating. I still want to know what he had. Well, I wonder what his meal was. He likes cheeseburgers. You know that. Or did Michelle make him have a tofu salad? See, these are questions. These are important questions. I want to know what he ate. I want to know what the hell this special meal was that was so important. That was more important, this special meal. You had to have this wonderful special meal. Well, you know what? I love, there's a lot of really good meals that I love, you know, but sometimes you got to pass them by. And I'm sure you could have found a servant somewhere in the White House that could have brought you down a plate. They could have brought in sandwiches. They could have brought in whatever you wanted. You could have eaten in the Situation Room if you were really that hungry. But you couldn't come down there and order troops and help. I mean, how difficult is that? You don't need to have a sandwich to do that. Send help everywhere. Wherever they are, generals, do it. Do it now. Bring in planes. I want anything. We got a drone in the air. Let's look at what the hell's going on here. If we got one that's got weapons on it, let's start using them. Well, we don't give stand-down orders. And that CIA agent, the supervisor, a supervisor, CIA agent, supervisor would not give a stand down order by himself. He would not give that order. That's number one. He wouldn't do it. He's on the ground there with his buddies. Come on, no way. I don't buy it. He wouldn't do it. But somebody upstairs did. Now, was it the president? Or was it Valerie? And if it was Valerie, that seems to me to be in violation of, well, your dereliction of duty, because that should come from the president and the president alone. So we have to naturally assume it came from the president, even though we got a good possibility it probably didn't. But either way, whether it came from the president or not, it's the wrong decision. And a bad decision, a dangerous decision, a life-costing decision. There should be consequences. Will there? I'm not convinced that there will be. Even this super hearing coming up in a couple of days. Look, I'm sure we're going to get to, a lot of truth that we already suspect. But that's fine. Let's get to that. Okay, fine and dandy. Give me all the truth that you can give me. Okay, now what? I want to see the results. I want the results. That's what I want to see. That's fine. You're going to give out the truth. But okay, now what? Where's the consequences? I'm sorry, but there needs to be consequences for these lives that were lost. There's no excuse for this. This is not a responsible government. And then to cover it up and blame it on a video, that had to come from the dude. That was the dude's idea. As soon as Valerie came in, she said, anybody got any ideas? And, of course, the dude immediately raised his hand. Oh, I got an idea. Let's blame it on a video. I found it here on YouTube. Look at this. Well, gee, dude. Boy, you're a rising star. I'm going to have to remember you. Thanks, Mommy. I mean, this is pathetic. Where was the president? Why was he not in the Situation Room? Don't give me this crap. He's getting updates. No. President doesn't get updates. He makes updates. This is ridiculous. And nothing's going to happen. Nothing. I'm sorry, but we need to put an end to this crap in our government. The American people need to demand his impeachment. We have to demand this. What's going on just with Benghazi? Fast and furious and that. IRS? okay, all you libs, you don't have a problem with it because they're attacking the Tea Party. And you know, the Tea Party, everybody hates everybody in the Tea Party. They hate women. Hate them. Hate everybody. Even though that's farthest from the truth. If you've ever been to a Tea Party, you know for a fact that there's not even a glimmer of proof. Or what was that? A smidgen. Not a smidgen of evidence. Well, Mr. Obama, yeah, there are smidgens of evidence. And you are guilty. But you won't be charged and you won't be convicted. Because you're the first black president. But if you were the second black president, you would have been impeached years ago. Sorry, but yeah, you would have been impeached a long time ago. But since you're the first black president, we can't do anything because that's racist. But the second one, that won't be racist. Just the way it is. And the first woman, well, you know, you can't criticize her. That would be misogynist. But the second woman, yep, fair game. You can criticize her. But just not the first. Well, a former State Department official has told lawmakers that Hillary Hitman Clinton, her allies had privately removed politically damaging documents before turning over all of their files to the independent board that was investigating the Benghazi terror attack. Remember, they didn't interview Hillary. They just asked for documents. They didn't interview her. Why would you want to interview the Secretary of State after one of her ambassadors had just been, you know, raped and tortured and burned? And, you know, three other guys lost their lives and a whole bunch of other people got really seriously injured. Why would you want to interview her? A waste of time. Let's interview the janitor. Find out what he knows. We'll get to the bottom of this. I mean, what the hell? Well, the account here is from Raymond Maxwell, former head of the Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs. Representative Jason Chaffetz, you all know who he is. He's a good guy. So far, he hasn't broken my heart. He's from Utah. Well, he confirmed to Fox News today that Maxwell had told him other lawmakers the same story when they privately interviewed him last year about the attacks and their aftermath. Mr. Chaffetz said that Maxwell claimed Clinton's chief of staff and deputy chief of staff. So they got Hillary's chief of staff and the deputy chief of staff were overseeing the document operation, allegedly had taken place on a weekend basement office of the State Department. Of course, Hillary wasn't there. She was at home baking cookies. You know, she likes to do that. And now she's on grandma watch now. I got a clip of her. I don't know if I want to play her the clip or not. She might make me sick, but we might have to play it anyway. But, I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, this woman, I mean, just the nerve of this woman who, I mean, the arrogance in this woman to think that she would, first of all, even be qualified to be president. But after everything that she has done and hasn't done, I mean, she really hasn't done anything. What? What did she do as Secretary of State? She does a lot of, you know, shady deals. Like when she was in the Rose Law Firm. You know, Whitewater and all that. They were doing all kinds. She can do that. She can do that real well. And she can keep her hands clean so she doesn't go to jail. She's good at doing that stuff. She's real good at that. Well, eventually this woman's got to get caught. Somebody's got to catch her. I mean, look, you got to look at it. If you were to do the stuff that she was doing, and I mean, you would get caught. She has been caught, but she's never been prosecuted. You know damn good and well you'd be prosecuted for what you did with Whitewater. You know damn good and well. You might still be in jail to this day. But because of her husband, that's the only reason why she stayed with him. And truth be told, she probably got more women in the White House than he did. So, who gives a damn? But this woman cannot possibly be the president. And for her to even think that she could or should, I mean, it just makes it that much worse. It makes her patheticism just that much more. And people that follow it. Oh, I'm ready for Hillary. For what? Ready for Hillary for what? To do what? What is she going to do? What has she done? So what is she going to do? More of nothing? And what is that going to accomplish? Well, we'll have the first woman that will show the world. Show the world what? Show the world that we like women. Oh, okay. I mean, so the chief of staff and the deputy chief of staff were overseeing, making sure that all these documents, well, what they did was they were placed, they put the incriminating documents over here, and the ones that didn't matter, they didn't incriminate, you know, the queen, they went over here. So if the king, you know, Obama, and of course the queen, Hillary, I wonder if she considers herself to be a king, or does she consider herself to be a queen? She's not really that feminine. She might consider herself a king. You know, you got women's lib and all, you know. Why should it be called the queen? A king. You know, shouldn't be the queen of England. Should be the king. She's the main one. She's the main man. Whatever. What they were looking for is anything that made them look bad. That's the way it was described to us, Mr. Chaffetz said. Well, of course. Cheryl Atkinson actually did a lot of the reporting. I like her. They fired her from CBS. Or was it ABC? Whatever. That's because of her Benghazi reporting. She dared to go out there and find out what happened. So she lost her job. I mean, that doesn't even... I mean, why would a newspaper, why would a news organization, why would they care about who the president is? Why would they want to protect a particular administration over another? Why would the news organization be politically bound in the first place? It just seems to me, I never could figure that out. It seems to me that a news organization would not want to be politically connected. They would want to be separate from both of them. They wouldn't want to be connected in any group so they can get the truth. I mean, I mean that's me. Again, I know. I'm weird, but... No, I like that. Cheryl Atkinson. She did... she's done a lot of work. And she's broken a lot of stuff. She should be allowed to do a lot more. We should have a lot more Cheryl Atkinsons out there. Maybe we might get to the bottom of it. Maybe if we had a real, you know, press corps, they would demand from the White House press secretary 2 years ago that we find out this information. But they ask a few questions, you know, they beat them up a little bit. And then they forget about it because there's another scandal or there's a wardrobe malfunction or Britney Spears does something, or Justin Bieber, he runs his little car into a tree or what have you not. So, you know, that's more important. Protesting Chick-fil-A, that's more important. What happened to Benghazi? Look, Benghazi was a long time ago. Come on. That was such a long time ago. We don't have time for all of that. I mean, come on. I mean, that was at least what? I mean, my God, Benghazi? I mean, that was what? I mean, that was so long ago, the history books forgot to put it in there. I mean, that was well before Jesus, or well before dinosaurs. Wasn't it? I mean, that was so long ago. I remember that. What was his name? Jay Carney. This is him.
Now, let's be clear. Benghazi happened a long time ago.
See? And this was a long time ago when he said that. So Benghazi's even twice as long ago now. So, I mean, hell. Well, hopefully, my boy Trey Gowdy, I want to see him. If he really does have true subpoena power, he has got to subpoena Hillary Clinton. He's got to ask her the right questions and the real questions and force her to answer. And if she says, no, I'm not going to answer, okay, well, you're in contempt. Here's a set of handcuffs. You now go into jail and you stay there until you run your mouth. You're going to spill the beans. You don't? Well, then you stay in jail. Sorry. Too bad. So sad. He's also got to subpoena the president. We've got to hear from the president on this. I'm sorry. I know there's probably laws that might, you know, protect the president from getting subpoenaed from Congress, but I don't know of anything in the Constitution that, you know, does it. So, you know, you could pass a law that's not in the Constitution, but one could argue that it would be unconstitutional that Congress would not have the right. But I'm sure it's probably somewhere in the Constitution that's been perverted and, you know, distorted and interpreted to the point where they can have it mean whatever the hell they wanted to have it mean. Whether it's legal or not, I don't care. Morally, the president needs to be subpoenaed, brought forth, and, you know, badgered with questions. My question is, why, when you immediately found out that our embassy was on fire, our ambassador had gone missing, we're under attack, places on fire, mortar fires, machine gun fire, we're burning up, and you go upstairs to eat. Now, why would you do that? Why did you not go to the Situation Room immediately and send help? That's aiding and abetting. If you're allowing the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, that's aiding. And aiding and abetting is treason. Sorry, not for nothing, but guilty. But will anybody do anything about that? Oh, no. Well, why? Well, you know, we're going to look racist, and we don't want to do that. We're trying to get the black vote, and we're trying to get the Hispanic vote. Well, yeah, well, why don't you go out there and try to get the American vote? Quit worrying about the stupid colors. Quit worrying about the stupid groups. Go out there and do your goddamn job. And if you're doing your goddamn job, well, then all these so-called groups that you're trying to cater to, well, we'll vote for you. But you got to give them a reason to vote for you. Give me a reason to vote for you. So far, I haven't seen a lot of reason from a lot of people to vote for them. Give me a reason. Give the American people a reason to vote for you, and they will. Stop worrying about what group they fall under. They're Americans. That's the only group you should concern yourself with. Are they an American citizen? Well, yes, they are. Okay. Then that's the group I'm after. That's it. That's how you need to do it. Stop worrying about how you're going to look. Who gives a damn how you're going to look? You're a Republican, so to a Democrat, you're not going to look good, no matter how good you look. It's just not going to happen, kid. Let it go. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about what they say in the first frickin' place. What do they say? What do they say that's important? I don't know. What do they do that's important? Well, I don't know. Nothing intelligent comes out of their mouths. Nothing successful comes out of any of their, well, I guess, plans, I guess. They don't have any plans. They just want to make it look and make it sound like they do. But they don't know how to complete anything. They don't know how to do anything. And so when it fails, well, they just blame Republicans. And then raise your taxes because they need more money to hire more people to fix the problem. Which those people are just going to make the problem even bigger. And then you're going to have to get another agency, which means higher taxes. Another agency to watch over them, a watchdog agency, and a this agency, and a that agency, and it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. So what started out as a tiny itty-bitty little problem over here has escalated into several very, very, very big problems. Problems that don't even exist. The problems that are just made up, they're made up problems. And we keep voting for more of this. Well, but no, this definitely needs to be much more thoroughly investigated. This needs to be heavily probed, and Hillary Clinton needs to answer for it. Why was your chief of staff and your deputy chief of staff taking documents and putting those that they felt were going to incriminate you or the White House, or the State Department, over here, and give all those other documents that were meaningless to the Inspector General? Well, of course, she wasn't there, so she, oh, I didn't know anything was going on. I didn't know that. I was at home. I was at home baking cookies and... No, I was just sharing a nice, quiet evening with Bill. Oh, yeah. We were just watching television, you know. We like to do that. Just sit on the couch and cuddle. Come on. You know damn good and well she ordered it. You know she ordered it. But she does it in a way where she's never going to get caught. Until somebody actually spills the beans. It's going to take her chief of staff and her deputy chief of staff to both come out and say the exact same story. Now, will they? Well, I don't know. We don't have a Department of Justice that would probe it because the Department of Justice is probably more than likely in on it. This is where Congress needs to take the bull by the horns. You understand, Mr. Boehner? That we can't rely on the Justice Department. The Justice Department is not independent of the White House. They're not. They should be. They should be. Personally, I believe we should have to vote on our Attorney General. That's what I'd like to see. I understand why a president would want to have, his cabinet, an attorney general, and this and that. And I can understand why he'd want to do it. But we're getting at a point now where we're using all of our cabinet members for our own personal gain and passing our own. You know, I understand you want to pass your agenda, but we can't be using these agencies for our own political agendas. If we have a political agenda, we need to come up with what the hell it is and go into the American people and to Congress and sell it. If the American people want it, they'll contact their representative. They'll let the representative know this is what we want. I don't understand why we can't communicate with each other. Why can't the president come out and actually have a conversation with the people? We need more communication, but... What does that mean? Well, communication just isn't talk. That's not communication. Just because you Facebook something and somebody Facebooks back at you doesn't mean that's not communication. Communication is a message being sent, and the other person understands what that message is. If the other person doesn't understand, that's not communication. You might be saying words, but that words are not communication. And what is this big plan of his? Well, we don't know. But we're going to lead from behind. And we're not going to have boots on the ground. But we're going to completely, what does he do? Not destroy. What does he call that? Defeat and destroy ISIS, whatever. How? Nobody, no, there's not going to be anybody there to defeat them. What are we going to do? Well, I want to see more about this story. We know that Hillary Clinton is good at, you know, taking documents and, you know, redacting them and hiding them and misplacing them. Oh, we can't find them. We don't know where they are. I wonder where these documents went to. I wonder where these documents went to. I wonder if they still have them. Did they destroy them? If they're around, I mean, where are they? Are they in Hillary's home? Need to get a search warrant? Where would they be? I wonder where those documents would possibly be. And if they did burn them, there's a lot of people in a lot of trouble. How are you going to prove that they burned them? Did they exist? Well, we don't know. We haven't seen them. Where are they? Well, they're not here. But you know damn good and well that she ordered that document dump. And whatever they did with them, I don't know. It'd be nice to see what they were. They probably had other stuff that wasn't really not directly connected to Benghazi, but indirectly connected to Benghazi that was probably criminal. More than likely. Why would they want to hide them? Why would you want to hide something that doesn't incriminate you? Of course it was incriminating. Which is a crime amongst itself. Destroying evidence. Isn't that... you know, obstruction of justice, isn't that what that's called? I'm pretty sure. Something like that, anyway. Mr. Chaffetz said such documents were said to be removed so the Congress and Accountability Review Board, the board that's supposed to be probing the security lapses, would not see them. He described Maxwell's account as consistent. Congressman said he is speaking publicly about Maxwell's allegations because Maxwell himself has gone public with them. Well, that's good. You know, I mean, that's good where, you know, this guy's a brave dude. I hope he's got a lot of protection, though. But he is a brave guy. You got to respect him for coming out and saying this crap. You got to respect it. You got to admire it. Applaud it. Not a lot of people could do it. Not a lot of people would have enough in them to do it. So I thank you, sir, for coming out here and just simply telling the truth. And you shouldn't have to thank somebody for telling the truth. There should be an automatic. But in this day and age, no. You gotta thank people for telling the truth. Unbelievable. Well, I thank you anyway because it's refreshing to see somebody finally come out and tell the truth. And spill the beans. This Hillary is dirty. She is dirty. She is filthy. She is guilty. There is no excuse if this woman ever becomes president. That is wrong. That is wrong. I don't think she's going to win. But I didn't think Obama was going to win. I didn't think Bill Clinton was going to win. Well, the Republicans need somebody. They need somebody strong. They need somebody with a message, somebody with a plan, somebody who knows how to articulate the plan, somebody who knows how to get it done. That's what we need. We've got people out there. They just need to show themselves. Get out there and be recognized. Step forth and do it. Well, the State Department spokesman, this Alec Gerlach, he's a knob. course, he denied the allegations. Of course. Oh, no, no, no. We're a sweet, innocent, and honest organization here at the State Department. We wouldn't do such a thing like that. That would be illegal, and we don't do illegal activities.
Yeah, you do.
The allegation is totally without merit. Why do they always say without merit? They always say that word. Have you ever noticed that? Oh, that's without merit. What do you mean, merit? Well, it's a way they can say it's not true without saying it's not true. It doesn't remotely reflect the way the ARB actually obtained information.
Huh?
And he put that in an email. That way he can say, well, it was a typo. I meant to say this, but I forgot to write it. And I was editing and it was an accident. Explained that an all points bulletin type request went out department-wide, instructing full and prompt cooperation for anyone contacted by the ARB. Oh, well, I'm sure that they do. I'm sure they went out to all the employees. Of course they're going to send that crap out. And urging anyone with relevant information to contact the board, of course it went out. So, what the hell does that mean? Does it mean that it was followed? Look, you got the Secretary of State, Hillary Hitman Clinton, who loves to do all kinds of creepy things. Anything that's illegal, she loves to be in charge of it. Well, she goes to her chief of staff, her deputy chief of staff, and says, hey, we got a problem. We got the Inspector General, we got the Congress and American people. They're sniffing up our butts here, and they want to have all this information. So, through all of these documents and anything that might be incriminating to us, we've got to put into this pile over here. And those that isn't, well, we put in that pile. This is the pile over here that we show the Inspector General. And this stuff over here, we don't show to no one. You understand? This goes to nowhere. God only knows what they did with it. God only knows what the hell they did with it. But just because you put out a bulletin that says, don't do this crime, it doesn't mean that somebody's not going to do it. Well, somebody did it. I'm just sick and tired of these spokesmen and their tweets and their messages. And just shut up. Look, I just hope that they can do something in this hearing. But what? They don't have any power to put anybody in jail where they belong. But can the hearing, what I'd like to know is can this hearing, can it lead to a grand jury? And Congress does have the right, the House. It does. Impeachment does start with the House. You do have the right to impeach this president. This president needs to be impeached. If not for all of the crimes he has committed with IRS, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, stimulus packages, Obamacare. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Weapons. I mean, on and on and on. If not for that, at least the 25th Amendment. Whether it's deliberate or incompetent, it's dangerous, and it is unpresidential, especially when your embassy is on on fire, under attack, and you send no help. You go upstairs and you eat. 2.5 to 3 hours later, Valerie Goebbels, your right hand man, if you will, she goes down to the Situation Room. And her and the dude come up with a video story. You never once even bothered to send help. You were more concerned of how your administration looked, how you looked. And you didn't want to send any troops in there because you didn't want to be involved in a war. So you allowed the enemy to continue their attack. At least four lives were lost. We don't know the real number. There was people there that weren't supposed to be there, or the world was not supposed to know that were there. So how many people really died? Well, we don't know. But we do know that four of them at least died. And Hillary Clinton, once right there to the, I think it was, I don't know if it was Sean Smith's parents or Doherty's father. I think it could have been Doherty's father. We're gonna get that filmmaker and we're going to prosecute him. The man's son is, what, 20, 25 feet away from him? And she's got to go right into his face and lie like that about a video. We're going to prosecute this filmmaker. And this is supposed to make this man feel better because of a film that this filmmaker made. Because of a film, these people get themselves all exercised and go and blow up all of these embassies. Start all these ruckuses. And how do you expect that father to feel at this point? It makes him feel better? Oh, wow. At least I know I got a government out there who's going to prosecute that filmmaker. Because if he hadn't made that film, my son would still be alive because they wouldn't have got angry over a film. Over a film. You got to go kill people over a film. Why would you say that to that man? That's just the wrong time to say that, first of all. And you should have never said that. And there isn't any time, Miss Clinton, that you should have ever said that to him. Period. You never should have said that to anybody. This whole video thing is not, I mean, what's wrong with coming out, hey, look, we got attacked by Islamic terrorists. And we sent help. And, you know, we got there as quick as we could. We saved, you know, a whole bunch of lives. No, they don't want to do, they don't want to, why would they not want to tell the truth? We already know the truth. We were attacked by terrorists. For whatever reason, I personally could give a damn. We were attacked. And we should have attacked back. I don't mean to say that I don't give a damn of the reason, because the reason, there is reasons why we were attacked. And this administration doesn't want that to come out. They don't want to know why we were attacked. We were attacked because of what they did. They were doing stuff that they shouldn't have been doing. But still, even though you were doing something that you shouldn't have been doing and you get attacked, that doesn't mean that you allow these people to continue their attack. So that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't get it. I don't get that at all. Now, whether this hearing can get to anything, well, I think we might get to some more truth. But right now, I want some action. I want some action. And if they're not going to, look, if Hillary Clinton isn't going to speak, you know, we got to force her. I'm sorry, but put the cuffs on her. Don't be afraid of her. Don't be afraid to put her in contempt. Put her in jail. Don't be afraid of her. Clinton or no, don't be afraid of her. She's not that big and tough. But don't be afraid. We need to get to the bottom of what the hell happened. And we need to subpoena the president. He needs to come forth and answer of why he deserted his post, why he did not send any help, and why he gave a stand down order. Because he's the only one who can legitimately give that order. So if he didn't give it, then who did? And why was somebody other than the president allowed to give an order such as to stand down? These are questions I want answered. Will I get them? No. Doubtful. Well, hopefully this story gets bigger and we find out exactly what the hell happened. Maybe Hillary can finally go to jail where she belongs. I mean, what more? I mean, how many more crimes do these people have to commit before finally somebody says, okay, that's enough. You can't commit any more crimes. You now have to be punished. Why are we allowing these people to commit these crimes? Why? Look, they were doing something more than what has ever been reported yet. What was really going on in Benghazi, I don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of this. I don't think we know. I don't think we're ever going to know until we can finally get a curious public, Congress. But if they're going to go to these lengths, to blame it on a video, to not send any help to come defend the compound, to not call it a war, not call it a terrorist attack, to take all these documents and, I guess, hide them or destroy them, God only knows where they are. You know they must have been doing something really bad that they can't, they don't want anybody to know, probably especially the international community. That's probably more they might be more afraid of the international community than they are of the American community, American public, American people. So what they were doing, I mean, my God, sky's the limit. I mean, no, it could be anything. Nobody knows. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. It could be anything. But you know it wasn't good. And you know they don't want anybody to find out, so you know it was really bad. Whatever it was big. Maybe now this Hillary Clinton, maybe now she can finally get you know, what's coming to her. This woman, I mean, how many more times does this woman have to go out and make these shady deals? Commit these crimes and still continue to get away with it. Nothing's going to happen. I don't have any faith. If you're innocent, well, you got to be thrown in jail. If you're guilty, well, you got to get promoted. Because, you know, if we find out that you did this and, well, the whole department might be embarrassed, the government might be embarrassed, so we'll give you a promotion to make it look like you know, we wouldn't promote somebody that did something bad. I mean, see, this is what we have in our government. American people, we can't be accepting any more of this kind of crap. We've got to demand more. But before we can demand any more of our leaders, we got to demand more of ourselves. And it's okay. We can demand of ourselves. It's okay to do that. We can do that. Well, anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening here tonight, everybody on their smartphones. Everybody in the chat room, looks like we had some people here tonight. Everybody's going to download later. Look, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. Tell them to join the fun. We will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.